A very good day to the audience of Malaysian Students Podcast. Welcome back. It's Rishi and Guahao back in the house. Well, not the house, back in the recording.
That sounds like a radio DJ or something like that. Anyways, welcome back, everyone.
Many people have said that to me, actually.
I mean, you do sort of look like a radio DJ right now.
Oh, right, the setup. This is a gamer setup. Come on, not radio jockey.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. We've been gone for, 2 months now. Our last upload was episode 4. June 18th was our last upload. And for us, it's been nearly 3 months since we last recorded. Our last recording was May 28th. At the time of recording this episode, episode 5 is August 21st. So, almost 3 months since we last recorded. As you can see, it's a bit different. We're online. We're back online again because many things happened.
Reasons.
Let's just go recap a bit on what has happened during the past few months.
We owe everyone an explanation on what happened. We just went radio silent.
Yeah, we legit did. Okay, so I think all this kicked off because of SPM results being released on June 8th, was it?
Yeah, June 8th. Yeah, it was.
So results were released on June 8th, and then literally after the results were released, all of us suddenly become very, very busy. We were busy with picking out where we are going to go. For me and Siyu, we were just looking at which university we want to go. And then for Rishi, Junjie, and Felicia, they were all busy with their scholarship applications for JPA, Kazana, Petronas, all those, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so Rishi, I want to give a recap on what happened to the three of you.
Oh, the three of us. It was a roller coaster of emotions and lots of stuff. Let me tell you, I thought SPM was busy, like studying for SPM, but after post-SPM was way too chaotic. Ah.
What happened?
So what happened is, for Junjie, Felicia, and me, we have to apply. We applied for nearly all the applications under the sun. JPA, Hazana, Yayasan, and then Petronas. There was one more, LSPM, and then JKPG, and lots of it. So we applied for everything while waiting for metrics. So me, Junjie, Felicia, but three of us got metrics. But you know what's the saddest part? They separated all three of us. Well, no. They separated me and the two of them. Yeah, different states. Come on, it's so sad.
For those who don't know, Junjie and Felicia went to College Matriculasi in Negeri Sembilan, and Rishi went to Selangor, KMS.
Yes, they went to KMS and I went to KMS.
Just an N.
And N separated the three, not three of us, just me and them. And you wouldn't believe, literally every single person that I know personally in Johor got Negeri Sembilan, and I was the only one to go to Selangor.
Talk about luck.
Imagine. Well, but KMS was fun. I won't deny. We'll go to that later.
Yeah, we'll go to that later on. Why are you back in Johor? For those who don't know, Rishi is back in his house right now, in Johor.
Oh yes, this is my house. So I came back because my application for a JPA scholarship got approved. So I'm back, and I'm going to continue my education in Sunway. Am I disclosing too much information?
No, Sunway Johor Bahru.
Yeah, now that's more, it's even clearer. I think would have thought KL or Johor Bahru, now just Johor
Well,
Bahru.
they will have guessed sooner or later. So yeah, right now Richie, he's really free right now. Oh, and the reason why it's only just the two of us is because Junjie and Felicia, they were in matrix, they were like busier than in secondary school.
Yes, that's saying a lot, judging on Felicia and Junjie.
Busier than in secondary school. And then Siri, she's also I don't want to, I don't know whether I can say this lah, but I won't say it for now lah, but she's also starting her uni as well, and she's also very busy. So yeah, it's just the two of us.
So we are the only two free guys here, so we're just being here for free.
Yes, I'm going to start soon. I'm going to go to Sunway as well, somewhere in KL. Gonna start on the 24th, which is in a few days' time.
And mine is starting on 4th September next month in Johor Bahru. As Junji Esko, not Junji, sorry. Esko, how to say it? Sunway, Johor Bahru. 4th.
So yeah, all the entire podcasting is like very separated. So expect online recordings in the future. Online app for. Sorry, expect episodes in the future to be online.
Strictly online. Not sure we can even meet physically anymore.
Yeah.
Let alone recording, not even hang out, not even meetups.
That's how busy we are. So that's about
Bit.
the recap for like what happened. That's about it. Yeah,
That's
basically
about
about
it.
it. Anyways,
Give me a second. I want to check something. Wait, let me check. Let me check. If you're hearing Cocomelon songs from downstairs, forgive me. It's my. It's. It's the girl my grandma is babysitting.
babysitting.
So, yeah. So I have no power over
Why
what
are you
happened.
not babysitting?
Well, you know me. Don't have the tools and essential skills to babysit.
You know in the high in secondary school we always call you the uncle and then yeah you say you don't have the skill set to babysit.
Man, babies. Okay, at least you called me uncle in secondary school. That's fine. KMS people start to call me father.
Least no one call you grandpa.
Someone did call me grandpa. Please,
Lovely.
please, please don't go that path. Don't go to that rabbit hole. People have started to call me old in many different ways.
Right, come on, then. Sh sh
Serious.
share a bit of your experience in KMS. Come on.
Okay, give me a second. So for KMS, those 3 weeks were, okay, I was only in KMS for 3 weeks. So I kind of left before any of the exciting stuff started to happen. But still, the 3 weeks that I had there was amazing. So you know me, I am the only child of my house, and I have never left home to stay in a hostel before this. So this was my first experience away from home, like
FOMO away from
properly
home.
for like. Come away? Yeah.
Nothing.
In a way, you can see it's game as was like I was like a second home.
Yeah,
No,
but
third home. Since Paragon
you did
second
went
home.
to the Asian Science Camp last year as well, right? For 1 week.
That's what the thing is, this is when I will come back. So when I went to KMS, I didn't know about JPA scholarship being approved or not.
That's true as well,
So
lah.
when I went there, my mindset was like, I'm gonna be there for a year. So it's different lah. Korean trip, I know I will come back. No one is going to keep me in Korea for another year. So I know that I will come back. So that wasn't like a, oh no, I'm gonna stay here. But Selangor was like, I'm gonna stay there for the possible future. So when I went there, first time away from home, away from my parents, you know, right? Single child means it's gonna always gonna be a bit more difficult for the parents and also for me. And then I went there, and the sad part about that is I had no one that I know there. Like Frank, for Felicia and Junior, at least they know they have friends who are going there, right? Yeah. Same area, same school, same institution. But for me, I was let alone into a new environment. But first day, oh, and one more thing, I skipped orientation.
Oh yeah, because you got to go for interviews for the scholarships, right?
So I skipped orientation, so I didn't have the chance to meet with others. So my first day of class was my first day of meeting them.
What were their reaction?
They're
what
like,
were your reaction and their you? Reaction?
They were like, who are you? And I was like, well, I am Rishi. Yeah, that's about it for now. Yeah, the thing is, if during orientation they would have met, and then at least they know each other. But here, they're like, "Who are you? Did you come from anywhere? Why are you new?" So yes, had to go for interviews and stuff. Came back, okay. So in my for KMS, right, that are more than 5 classes.
All right.
And each class is comprised of maximum 20 students.
All right, that's all right. Quite less, huh?
Yeah, they have it less so that... Yeah, I'll tell you how the system works there. So they have 3 different classes for each science subject. So me, Junji, Felicia, all of us are going for science stream. Science... No, what do you call that? Yeah, science stream. Science. So we will take biology, chemistry, physics, maths, and English. Just 5.
Yeah.
So what happens is they separate us into so many classes. So each class will have maximum 20, around 15 to 20. So my class was 18. So 18, we will be in same tutorial class. So tutorial class is where the teacher, it's like class setting. Teacher teaches you what you have to learn. That's normal. Then we will have Kulia. Kulia is the lecture hall. Lecture hall, we will have few classes combined.
Okay. Then we'll have
lecture. Sure. Okay. Lecture, tutorial, and one more is Amali. Amali is where we have experiments, mainly only for science subjects. And then it was good. It was fantastic. So first week, it's like bland, getting used to everything. I lost my way in KMS more than 10 times, 20 times.
How big is KMS?
It's quite big. We have to walk everywhere. Like, they had 6 different buildings.
Oh.
6. Yeah, 6 different buildings. So, one for experiments, one for the mockwell. You have different floors, different subjects. The bottom floor, the first ground floor was for... But it's for, not was for. It's for biology. Second floor is chemistry. Third floor is physics. If I'm not wrong, lah. First floor, second floor, yeah. And then, there was another building for Billy Tutorial. They will just have... Each floor will have 12 classes, and then they had 4 stories.
Oh, I see.
Miss again. For those wondering why I'm going off screen, I'm sneezing, so that I don't want you to see it. I don't want to ruin your day. If you're eating, I don't ruin it. So, that's another building. Then they have a very, very large padang. The field is humongous.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing it right now. My god, that's very big. That's quite big.
And then there they have an additional basketball court. They have a football field. Like, not track. Track is different. They have another field for football.
Oh.
So it's quite large. It's not actual football field. It's just that they have a field just dedicated for football, sepak takraw, and so much more. So they actually the setup of the sitting area for the field. It was very, very large comparatively to what I've seen before. It actually looked classy. It's very classy. Of course, that they're going to do renovation and stuff, so it's very classy. Very nice. And the place that I love the most is the library.
How is it?
We have seen our Paragon Library, right? Paragon Library.
Yeah.
Will we get demonetized if we say the name?
No.
Will we? No, right? Okay, hopefully. So, take out the checkout and the geeky stuff that we have in our Paragon, like the iPad and everything. Mm-hmm. Take them out of the equation. But except for that, the area is large. Imagine 4 Paragon libraries together. 4. They have 2 floors.
Are they still slightly smaller than Sunway Zone?
Then we don't compare. Come on. There's one upside to KMS compared to KMNS.
What?
We have aircon in our library.
Wait, you don't have aircon in your library?
KMNS doesn't have library, aircon in the library.
What the hell? Okay.
KMS does. KMS does. And I'm telling you, not just normal cold. You will shiver. You will shiver. That kind of coldness. You can go there anytime from 8 to 5 p.m. 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Anytime you want, you can go there. Then you can just study. It's open for you. You can borrow up to 4 books for the time period of 2 weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's like, wow, nice. That's actually very nice. And their books are, that are from old books to the newer books. Everything is stacked. It's so convenient and everything is just perfect. And then, I have to tell you, that's one thing that I noticed with everyone in Selangor. Well, not everyone in KMS. They're all so kind. Not that Johorians are not kind. I'm Johorian, right? So when I went there, when I told them that I was from Johor, there was like just a very positive vibration from everyone. You will understand when you go to Sunway, like you're going to KL, right? You will see. Like very welcoming in it.
Sunway KL is like
very welcoming.
Yeah, Sunway KL, because KL culture and Johor JB culture is like very different. Like even I haven't started school yet. I just like going around places and stuff like that, taking public transport. Whenever I go out and taking public transport, I like to observe and I always like listening to like what. Not intentionally want to eavesdrop other people's conversation, and it just like just so happens I listen in. Like there's like a different atmosphere, like it just feels different.
He's lying. He don't. Intentionally eavesdropped.
No. They talk until so loud. you can't help but accidentally eavesdrop on
it. You could have closed your ears, covered them. You still chose to listen. You know, I understand that. So, but yeah, it's true, very true. I just realized Johorians, although we are very kind in nature, you're Johorian, right? Just had to be sure. Wait, give me a second. Although we are Johorians, what am I saying? Although we are Johorians, we are Johorians. Although we are very kind in nature, we're always very guarded in a way. It's like we don't talk to everyone instantly.
True.
We all have that in Johorians. But when I went to Selangor, they still have that, but it's much easier to converse.
I think the age and maturity also does play a bit of a role in it as well.
What do you mean?
Like the older you get, the more mature you become. Like it's definitely much more easier to make more friends, make new friends lah.
Think so. Yeah. True. See, there's a funny thing that happened before we went to KMS, right? So they had our phone numbers and they made groups for each classes.
Mm-hmm.
Before we went to KMS, before we even registered physically, they made groups for each and every one of us, like our number, and then it's our class and everything like that. And then one person texted me, said, "Hi, Rishi."
Sorry.
No, sure. It's a Malay girl.
Okay.
It's a Malay girl. "Hi, Rishi." All
right.
And then I said, I didn't reply for some time because I didn't see. And after that, I replied, "Hi, I'm Rishi." And My question was, who are you? Because I don't know what. And then she replied, not with, I am this, I'm, she said her name, I am someone. I can't say a name, like, I am this. And then she said, boy or girl? She asked, boy or girl.
Okay.
She didn't recognize my name. She didn't recognize my name as a guy. She actually asked me, are you a guy or a girl?
Or maybe that's one of her, or maybe that's one of a strategy to start a conversation.
No la. A profile picture had me, my myself and my sisters. So she didn't recognize. She thought it was the girl, my sister holding the, she was holding the, my sister was holding the phone. So she thought it was her. I was like, nah, it's me. It's just this guy. And she was like, okay. And that's it. Finish.
Okay.
All right. Okay, no, no. She sent the time. I sent timetable. She sent timetable. Yeah, she's a very cool girl. I saw her in KMS, same class, right? So we met. Then our first, imagine the first eye contact that I made with her, and I know her name, right? So they introduce ourselves. We introduce ourselves. Then when she told them, when she told me her name, I looked at her. It's like the eye contact.
If I ask back, are you a boy or girl?
Nah, I know she's a girl. It's very obvious. Her name can't be a guy.
you should just do. I was fine.
That's so mean. I was like, yeah, we have conversations before that we don't talk about. We don't talk about Bruno. Something like, we don't talk about Bruno here. And some a very big difference from Paragon to KMS.
God, we're literally doing comparison right now.
Yeah, I know. It's a very good, it's a good thing. Diversity, or is it called diversity? I'm not sure. I got to meet people except for Chinese.
Hey.
Not being racist, it's just that. It was a different feeling for me to finally meet someone else except for Chinese. Because I think the viewers may not understand this, but the thing is, in Paragon...
Sneezing again.
Yes. In Paragon, I was the only Indian guy, and there were two Indian girls. I think they have come on this chat. They have come to this podcast before, right? Darshini and Anushree.
I think Darshini has. Anushree, I'm not sure.
Anushree, I'm in future planning. Okay, so they were only two Indian girls, and then there was one Malay girl and one more Indian Muslim guy. That's it. The remaining, all of them, literally 80 of them, nearly 80 plus, are Chinese. The whole batch. And in the other classes, in lower secondaries, most of them were Chinese. So I grew up for 5 years. It was just Chinese everywhere.
Just Chinese.
It's Chinese. Wherever I go, Huawen. Just Chinese. Then when I went to campus, like, everything kind of hit me. Oh God, this world contains more than just Chinese people.
More than just Chinese. Oh my God. I mean, like...
Not just Chinese.
I mean, like, if you go to Sunway, it's definitely the minority would definitely be Indians and Malays. Chinese would be definitely the majority in Sunway.
Yeah, just realized that I'm going back to the same place that I've been in for the past 5 years. Same environment.
But you, even if you go to Monash, it's like Monash. Hard to say, like, when you go to Monash in the future.
Monash is quite difficult to say. Not sure. Oh, they don't know about my future plan. Yeah, I'm going to Monash, hopefully. You just threw in the word Monash like it's nothing.
What?
No, we just told them I'm going to Sunway. We didn't tell them anything about my future plan. Just threw the word Monash.
I mean, it's more like a casual conversation, isn't it?
Right. So yeah, actually you also don't know about the things that happened in my life, right? Now you're getting to know as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so
for those conversation. For those who are wondering, we didn't plan anything.
Well, there are quite a lot of things to talk about since we haven't recorded in 3 months.
Yeah. Anything else in KMS?
Like, what was it? How, was it difficult to make new friends?
Well, you know me.
Like, Rishi is more like an extrovert. Like, it's easy for him to make friends.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. Okay, so for the first week, it was just plain. I just became friends with my classmates. Man, you wouldn't believe, for the first week, I didn't leave my room. Like,
Why?
after class ends, I just go back to my room, just study there. That's it. I just go to
Why?
bed, wake up, just go to bed, wake up. I didn't know how free you are actually in college. Do you see
Yeah,
that? Because until now,
okay. True, also, I did a bit of an adjustment period.
true, right? Because after SPM finished, we got to our homes and we didn't just stay in our homes. We didn't do anything.
I think it's also like
Just.
a part of like our secondary school as well, because in our secondary school, unlike government schools, like right, usually after class, sometimes you would go outside or whatever. In our secondary school, is like once the bell rings, it's either you go onto the bus escola and head home, or your parents come and fetch you and to go back. There's like no going out with your friends right after school, whatever. And there's also like no staying back. Like, of course, we do stay back for CCAs and stuff like that, but there's no like, oh, staying back to go to the library, staying back to study for group projects or whatever. There's nothing like that.
Man, we missed a lot of things in secondary school.
True. It's, we did miss a lot.
Not throwing shade to Paragon, it's just that
There are
we
pros
didn't
and
take
cons to
initiative.
everything. There are pros and cons to everything. The pros are.
His words, not mine. His
Pros and
words,
cons to
not mine.
everything. There are pros and cons to everything.
His words, not mine, not mine. I am pro Paragon.
There are pros and cons to everything, okay? I can't just tell the pros of it and start mentioning the cons of something.
Yeah, true.
I hope you guys can understand lah. I hope you guys can understand lah.
If he gets sued, it's your problem,
We are
huh?
not
Not mine.
getting. Won't get Su one lah, yo.
No, just kidding. It's true, it's true. Everything has their own pros and cons. Even Guaha. Okay, that's topic for another day. Yeah, what were you talking?
Friends, making friends.
Making friends. So first week was just in my room, and I got close to my roommates and my classmates. That's it, no one else. Then second week,
Right.
what? You're
No,
asking something?
nothing, nothing.
Second week, I discovered that there is a library because I skipped orientation, right? So I had no idea. So I was like,
Okay.
oh, there is a library again. I just started to go there. And I started to realize that there is the library closes at 5 p.m. sharp every day.
5 p.m.
During
Why
week 5 p.m.
weekdays? So early, ah.
No, week they're using aircon, right? So I think too much aircon will be used. Maybe lah. But for study weeks, like before exams, they would open it for longer hours.
Ah, okay.
Then weekends, it's strictly closed.
Wow. Okay. I think
Yeah, so.
in Sunway KL, I'm not sure about whether it will be open on weekends or not, but during weekdays, the main library part opens until 10 p.m., something like that. And then there's also a third, because Sunway got the library got 3 levels. One is the basement, one is the ground level, one's the first floor. The first floor will open until 2 a.m.
Really?
Yes.
What? Why?
First one open 2 a.m. Because actually there are people studying there. Actually, the guy told me that originally it's open until 1 a.m. or something like that. But the students requested it to be extended another hour, so they extend another hour.
Wow,
Yes.
that's unexpected. I don't know what to say to that. It's not good or bad. It's just wow.
Oh, I
I
mean,
see.
people have their own study time, right? So,
But until 2 a.m., it's a bit extensive and
2 a.m.
excessive.
Yeah, I mean, mainly for those who are staying in the hostels nearby Sunway, nearby the college university area.
see. And then the library is open till 5 here in KMS. But afterwards, if you want to continue studying, there is an area in front of KMS. Sorry, not KMS, sorry. In front of the library. In front of KMS, that's the road. In front of the library, that is a study area. You can There will be tables. You can just go there with your friends or alone. You can just go study. There are places like this all over KMS. You can study there. You can study in the canteen, cafeteria. You can study there. There is a place in front of Aquila. Aquila is the place where we have Kadaluchin and also our photo state shop. You can go
Ah,
photo state there.
okay.
Right in front of there is a study area. Or even remember that I tell you the build tutorial? What do you call that? The building for build tutorial. Even there are lots of tables on the ground floor. You can only use the ground floor. There are a lot of tables. You can just sit there, you can just study. You can study until 11 p.m. at night. 11 p.m. You are allowed to study.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's open.
That's nice.
You can so I realized that there you can study outside, so I started to go outside and started to study with two friends that I met in the Pacific Library. Their names are Adi and Danish.
Are they following
Yeah, okay, that
the
I have to tell them that's a podcast.
podcast? Okay.
Yeah, so both of them, I met them there, and then that's when our friendship started because I was going to sit alone, and they're like, "Bro, never mind, just come, bro, just sit here." So I was like, "Okay, cool." So we started talking, then we came very close, man, very close to the point that I'm not sure that I can see this in podcasts. My parents shouldn't watch this. Yeah,
Your
my parents
point
don't
there.
watch this. Man, I will tell you, but take off the
You can tell me later. Okay. You can tell me later.
recording. You will say later.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing sus here. Just telling to the point that they had a farewell party for me when I left. Farewell party.
And you were only there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised too. It wasn't actually them two like hating the dining, they were part of it. Okay, I have to tell you what happened. Okay, so I realized that I was going to leave because I got GPA on Friday. If I'm mistaken, it was somewhere fifth. I was on fifth or fourth or fifth. So I know it then. Then the word started to spread. And they were like, okay, I'm going to leave. I didn't expect a single thing. I was like going to say that, tell them bye, and I'm just going to leave. Of course, sad a bit, la. Friends, man. And then the word started to spread around. And suddenly, a group of girls called me out to like go to Dataran Cosmic. Okay, the Dataran Cosmic, by the way, Dataran Cosmic is the place in front of the mosque where they have meetups on the field itself. Like there's a concrete field, concrete, and you can just sit there with your friends and your classmates and do anything you want. Like more like a campfire setting.
I see.
But no campfire lah, just sit down.
Draw.
And then it's called Dataran Cosmic. I think it's mainly because it's under the sky, right? So cosmic blah 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 blah. So they just don't know what's the reason. Dataran Cosmic. So the girls called me out. It was very rare because they have never called anyone. I was like, okay, that's interesting. So I didn't suspect anything. I just went there. And suddenly, we went to the library, in front of the library, the area, study area. Then my entire class was there. My entire class, 18 of them were there. And then these guys were there, the two friends I met. And then, who was it? And then Chinese friends also there. They all there. So suddenly, they started to do, started to say, they brought out pizzas, soft drinks, and said bye to me. Like to say bye, like a farewell party. For 3 weeks, I was speechless. But it was the worst part. I wasn't prepared. So they asked me to give a speech.
Did you cry?
Was like, no, I was surprised that I couldn't even cry. I was like, if you have told me earlier, I would have at least been like, oh my God, wow. At least Wow, it's like I really cried. I was like, oh my God, thank you. But I was like,
Too
it took
shocked,
me
speechless.
5 seconds to process what's happening. I was like, oh, ah. I was like, thank you for everything. Then one of my classmates just went, the worst speech ever, but never mind. Good job. So after that, we did TikTok. We did the first time I did TikTok with them.
TikTok.
Yeah, it's like we made a song. I don't know how it just goes like this and this, this and this. Yeah, it was very nice. It was very nice. My first TikTok ever. I don't know where the TikTok is, but let's see. If I get to know, I will send you.
Do you have a TikTok account?
No, actually I did to check something, but I didn't. After I deleted the account, so I'm not sure. Not sure. So now what's the catch? The whole thing was planned by a Chinese girl. A good friend. A
Okay.
good friend. That's it. I'm not giving anything else. A good friend.
A good
That's it. A
friend.
very good friend.
A good
A
friend.
very good friend.
We will let the listeners do what they want with their information.
No. Don't stalk everyone I know. And then also, there's one more thing. This is the last aspect to KMS. I think we have gone through almost everything in KMS. There's one more thing about KMS. Co-curriculum. So co-curriculum. Oh, Chinese girl's name is Wing Yuan, for just for anyone wondering. Okay, moving on.
Okay, I
So co-curriculum. So in KMS or in any government institution, co-curriculum is a must. The main reason behind is they want to filter people based on, if they can't filter you based on your marks, like if you have same marks, they would get the co-curriculum marks to see who's better.
Okay.
That's the main thing, because if you go to private universities,
It's not compulsory.
you can just neglect co-co completely and just go on your path. So in KMS, no exceptions, co-curriculum is a must. So there's something called Project Ahe.
Project
So
Ahi.
for each Project Ahe, like your last project, I don't know why they named
Oh,
it
Project
that. It's
Ahil.
this way. Project Ahe, I don't know why they named it that. It's very sad, you know, very upsetting. Your last project. It's like the Last Supper. Why? And then the Project Ahe, okay. Jurusan Science, Hayat, Biology, Chemistry, Physics, and Jurusan Science, Physical, Chemistry, Physics, and Computer Science. So each of them will do their Project Ahe in different semesters, 2 semesters altogether, right? So first semester will be Science Hayat's projects, the second semester will be Science Physical's projects. So what you do is you must organize an event. That's your entire thing. You must organize an event. That's your project. So our group, we decided to do something like carnival first, but after that the plan changed to haunted house.
Haunted house.
Yes, and then they wanted my voice to do it.
Okay, but you were
They
gone.
want to hear. You want to hear the voice?
No.
Okay, forget it. Lemon later another time.
Okay.
Okay, then. The plan changed again. Now we are there going for hiking. So everything must be planned by us, including the money. The institution will not give you any money. You have
Oh,
to
flying
get money
sponsorship.
from. No.
Find
You
sponsorship
must
lah.
get this. The against find sponsorship. That's part of the one of the possible ways. You can get fees from the students. Like you can get them to pay to come, and then there's something like that. So recently there was a KMS Got Talent. Like they had a Got Talent show under one of their Project Ahe. Super. There was one dancer. His name is Vigna. Well done. Super good dancer.
You go join?
Okay. I was not there when I left. It was a few days ago. What I joined. Man, dancing. Actually, I could have tried. At least I would have been like, please teach me how to dance.
You got dance before. I joined the Deepavali celebration last year.
Oh, yes, I did, didn't I? Oh, yes, I did. I danced. And for those who are wondering, I do dance a bit, like Indian dance. This is not just, this is Sing dance, not Indian, complete Indian dance. I'm South Indian. Okay. Just racist of me, sorry. Wait, where did I stop? Okay, so Project Ahe. So during Project Ahe, we are paired with a different, completely different social group. Not the same classmates. It's completely different.
Wow, us.
Actually, the selection was, it looked very racist,
Okay, wow.
know. No, because I can say it's racist, it looked racist because at the end it was not racist. But at the beginning it was just racist. You know what they did? They told us to arrange in our get arranged in our class lines. Like this is first class, second class. By the way, there's no what do you call that? There's no placement. It's just your name. Arrangement are just random. There is no like first class, second class, third class. Everything is just like okay, class, class, class. Okay. So they had all of us get arranged in girls one line, guys one line for every class. And then they told us to get separated into a kind of races like Indians,
Okay.
Chinese, Malays. I was
Okay.
like, okay. And I was like, okay. And all the Chinese Indians were like, okay, it's a bit racist. I'm like, okay, why did they even do that? I was like, okay. And then what they did is they mixed everyone like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then they mixed everyone together.
Okay lah, I can
You
lah.
know, like,
Just
no,
the
it makes
process
sense
is
because
the process is a bit.
so racist. But I understand because they want every group to have everyone.
Can lah, but because
So,
if you go by classes, is there's a chance that.
that's a chance. So they didn't want to take chance, so they diversified everything. Thing is, it is for the good intention, but the process just looked very racist. I was like,
The
okay.
execution is a bit questionable.
Okay, but that's when I realized not everything that looks bad in the beginning is actually bad. Just have to wait for the end result.
Oh, God.
Okay, and then we saw separated, and then this time in my group itself there was one girl that I actually knew beforehand, but not physically. I was in the same tuition with her in online. Same biology, same tuition. All of the friends I met in biology, two of them were there. Bio tuitions, two of them were there. One is Luvia, another one is Shafana. I'm not sure that I could be saying their name or not, but forget it. They won't mind, hopefully.
Hopefully.
If they don't mind, you just answer it later. That's why I'm
Can't
telling
be so
everyone's name
silent.
only once. I'm just saying everyone's name only once. So we and then there was another girl, very sweet. Sama Shafana is also very sweet. Luvia is sweet lah, but she's different level sweet.
There's like a level of sweetness. What less sweet, more sweet, medium.
Less sweet. Like she's like Singru. You're gonna write me now. Luvia is like Singru.
Yo, you want what? Less sweet, normal sweet, extra sweet. What, you're ordering bubble tea or what?
Okay, different level sweet. I mean, like, Singru, right? Although she's very sweet, there's a side to her.
I
Like,
get you, I
very.
get you.
So Nubia also has the same vibe. And then there's another girl, Subhashini. Very kind. She was like a sister to me. Like, an actual elder sister vibe. Yeah.
Nice.
So, no, because she even brought me food, man, like, from her house. She brought food, like, because she's from Memang, from Selangor, from the KMS to her house is like 10 to 20 minutes.
Wow.
That close. That's very close. So her parents would bring her food every day.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Hey,
So
lucky that
I
she
just
stay in
asked,
Selangor and then get
very
very lucky.
lucky. Give me a second. Very lucky. So she, but I mean, I just asked her jokingly one time, just You're bringing food, I just bring for me as well. I just completely kidding. And then the next day, she called me around 5 p.m. and said, "Dishi, I brought your food. So where are you?" I was like, what? What food? Oh, food. I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then the worst part is I was sleeping when she called me the first time. So when I wake up, when I woke up, I called her back and I said, oh, food, oh, sorry, I was sleeping. So she just sent the food to me through a friend. And I just say, I was like, the food was pretty nice, to be honest, super nice. That was not the first time. The second time, she also brought another time. They were all vegetarian. She just brought me non-vegetarian food just for me. It's like different level. Then together with her, there was another friend group introduced to me, all girls this time. Meghala, Divyani, then my classmate, and also part of the group, part of their group, Taru. Very nice people. All of them were very nice people.
That's matriculation for you guys, but I can say that I can say that matriculation, like this kind of matriculation and private unis, there's gonna be some difference. Like not everyone in private uni is gonna be that nice lah. I still
She
haven't gone
just
to Sunway yet.
threw shit on everything, everybody in private uni.
I mean, there are okay in other everywhere. There's like definitely someone or a group of people who are not as nice as what Rishi has just described, lah. So it's just a matter of your own
Your luck.
judgment, your own judgment, and
Your
your own
luck.
luck, your luck. So yeah.
That's so nice. Oh God, I still have so much people. But just one thing I did before I left KMS. Just one thing.
One thing.
I wrote notes, like handwritten notes, for everyone that I know.
You didn't do that for us?
Hey, come on, we are not going to, we are still talking to each other.
Mean, okay. All right.
The thing is, with all of you, right, like my secondary school life, we were there for 5 years. You know, 5 years. Okay, first year, then my life, first year, we don't talk much. Remaining 4 years, we did everything possible under the sun. Well, everything legal. So I knew that I was going to meet you again because of the podcast, so I didn't bother writing a note. Come on.
Okay, all right.
So I hand wrote notes for everyone in KMS, like 47 notes. I
47.
did. Yes, I did.
Damn.
Like for the teachers and then the lecturers, and after that I wrote for my friends. I had 12 lecturers, 11 or 12 lecturers, and the remaining 30 plus was all friends, just for everyone. If I miss anyone's name here, I'm very sorry. I have the list somewhere, but if I say the list, it just looks so wrong and so weird.
Yes, it will.
But never mind. So never mind. If I forgot any of your name, nobody's. I still remember you very clearly. Just text me.
His Instagram will be in the bio below. Will be down below. No,
All
not
over there, my
bio.
Instagram now, love. Come
Description
on.
below. Okay. If you forget his Instagram.
Bayou.
Bio description, ayo. Bio description.
It's Rishi Blast. And one more girl I forgot, really forgot. Lakshmi. This girl is very sweet. She bought me drinks and chips before I left.
Very
What's
nice.
the craziest part? What's the craziest part? The night before I left KMS, that's the first time I met her.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
And her, she shares same name with my mother, same name, exact same name. I
So
was like,
she's
damn.
so reminds you of her mother, lah.
Yeah, her name. Yeah, she
Name.
does.
Yeah.
It's
So
just like,
that's
oh my God, so motherly. So everyone with the name Lakshmi will be very kind to me and bring me soft drinks and chips. Nice. And there were lots of friends. I think I have to say I don't want to sleep, or not if they will get mad at me the next time I meet them. Let me
Don't.
stick look at my notes.
Oh no. Really, I'm gonna listen to everyone.
No, I think they would kill me if I do this stuff. But my roommates were awesome.
Well, how was the room in the chemist?
Surprisingly better compared to KMNS.
So everything is better than KMS?
I didn't say that. No, that was they know what to think. Junjie, after he sent, we both went at kind of similar time because he also had to attend JP scholarship right interview. So we both went nearly the same time, but he went earlier. So I asked him like, "How is the place?" He sent me a photo. Not sh throwing shade on KMNS, but it's the second oldest building, like my second oldest college in Malaysia. Second oldest.
This.
And KMS is not has not hasn't even been here for more than 20 years. I think it's 50. It opened 2010.
Oh, no wonder it's so new lah.
It's brand is still
Brand
competitive.
new.
It's brand new. The walls were perfect. That was that thing. Because if you see KMNS, right, the walls are like you can see the oldishness. It looks ancient. The bricks. It looks ancient. I was like, damn, bro, you're gonna live there? Kudos to you. So in KMS, the facilities were top notch. I wouldn't say less. It was top notch. The toilets were clean.
Clean.
Lean. When I went there, some things were malfunctioning and this and stuff, this and that. But the time I left, everything was squeaky clean. They repaired everything. They were doing renovation when I went there. They're even building a new Perempuan there. I think it's Perempuan. They're
Ooh.
building a new Astaka there. They're building it like in front of our eyes. They're building it.
That's nice. Very
It's
nice.
super duper good. And there was a place in Bilia Plaza, like in every there were four ashramas, like four two ashramas for guys, two as three ashramas for girls, or five ashramas, because girls' number was more than guys.
All right.
So girls are guys ashrama. I'm telling you more, but you don't think it's just slightly more, a lot more, because guys, two ashramas, the fourth floor is blocked. Fourth floor, no one lives. That's just three floors. But for the girls, all three ashrama, all four floors are packed. So in every ashrama, there'll be a Bilia Pelajar that you can study there till 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Wow. Okay.
You can study there. You can study there. It's like an open area. You can have your friends. You can come there. There will be tables. You can just study.
Very nice, very nice. So how do you feel about
Awesome.
living KMS?
I miss it. I miss it. I definitely miss my friends and the environment and the timing. I definitely miss it. But if you ask me, do I regret it? Do I regret leaving? Definitely not. Do I miss it? Yes.
All
Why
right.
don't I regret it? Why don't I regret it? Because I'm back with my family. Come on, that's
Yeah,
obviously.
that's true also that. Okay. I
Then
think
free time, free time, free time.
enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Where I did something. Murphy ends next year, May.
So you start in 9 months. And then
It's 9 months.
and then your course intake for Monash is in 2025.
February.
Oh.
I
So how long is that, huh?
have 8 months gap.
8 months gap.
That's my gap year. That's my
Eight months.
gap months.
One.
As
Anyways.
they call it, the calm before the storm. The next 7 years, starting from the February, is going to be fully packed for me.
He's going for what was the course you're going to go for, Melissa?
MBBS, I think it's MD MBBS, I'm not sure.
MVPS. So yeah. Enjoy it.
enjoy. Let's see. I love medicine. I'm not gonna kill myself.
Alright, so I think that's all the time we have for this episode, episode 5.
We haven't talked about your life.
What's the time? We will leave that for another episode because I'm actually running a little late right now because I need to go and get lunch, finish lunch, I need to get back and get some chores done. So yeah, I will.
It's not me, it's him. He's a small spot here.
I need to get some chores done. So yeah, I think that's all the time we have for this episode. Next episode, honestly, I have no idea when we're going to be doing the next episode because I don't know how busy I will be and I don't know when Ginger and Felicia will be free. Because we heard Rishi's stories already. I really want to get Ginger's and Felicia's stories. They have a very, very interesting one.
Yeah, they will have much more interesting
Isn't it
story
longer?
because they are longer.
Yes, and if you guys are following their Instagram, then you will know that all the things that are happening lah. Most of the more major things are happening.
They are running for JPP.
And both of them did not get it.
Oh, they ran for GPP.
They run, but they
It's
didn't
that
say they won.
they
Okay.
ran, they ran, they ran.
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 Alright. So yeah, I don't know when the next episode will be lah, so hopefully the next episode won't be me and Michi again. Hopefully it'll be someone else. So that we can share a bit more different stories, different experience, all those things. Not saying that. Not saying that you are.
Chill, I understand.
So yeah. Yeah, that's all we have for this episode then. Hope you guys enjoy listening and we will see you whenever we upload the next episode. Or if we ever upload the next episode. I prefer the word when. I prefer the word when.
Yeah, I prefer the word "when" as well.
Yeah.
So stay tuned and do follow us on everything. Goha will tell you in the description. So
It's down in
be sure to
down in
follow.
the description below. You guys go and check it out yourself.
Not the bio. Not the bio.
That's
In the
Instagram.
description.
This description. Hi.
Hey, you are the one who made the mistake, not me.
Okay. See you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Take care. See you soon.